Welcome to Biz on Your Terms. I'm Lisa J. Pick, and I'm here to show you how to grow your business your way. Oh, yeah. It's always fun doing it your way. Now, if you've chosen the path of being an entrepreneur or a small business owner, at some point or another, you will come to the understanding that even though you started your business to create your craft and to service people through that venue, the very nature of business will require you to create sales. There has to be some way that people hear about you and show up on your doorstep. If you're an introvert who doesn't like to really get out there and shine in the world of people, this realization may be painful. Many introverts love people and want to serve them, but something inside them presses the panic button if they even think about selling to others. They experience increased heart rate, sweaty hands, their stomachs twist in knots. In fact, for some introverts, the idea of having to make sales will disturb them so much, they may start seriously considering getting a regular J-O-B. Introverts, entrepreneurs are driven to stay in business of serving people and healing them, but the panic of selling tempts them to quit. This tug of war is not fun. When questioned about what they think of when they consider going out to sell their service or product, many of my introvert clients create this impressive picture of themselves as a used car salesman who rubs his or her hands together in preparation to pounce on someone. One of the people I worked with would literally go into a panic attack when he thought about going out in the real world and talking to someone about what he did. He was a very accomplished man and had earned many credentials in the field of his work. He had even served as the president of his local association in his field. It was clear that from all he had accomplished, he didn't know how to talk to people. When questioned about that, he described the fear of being a used car salesman who lacked the words to sell to customers, to know what to say to them, and that because of that, he just froze and was really worried about making a fool of himself. And then, of course, if he made a fool of himself, he would lose the sale. It would have been easy enough to give him words to say, but that wasn't the root of the problem. The problem was how he was looking at approaching the sale. Not only did he have the used car salesman fear, but he also had the unspoken belief